some music that like Bob and Tom play. We just kind of like taking over the music industry this morning. I love it. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and Ask Alex is going on today, and you could be part of it. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter. You can let us know what you think about Elizabeth. She ended up, I guess, hooking up, let me rephrase that, going to second base. So that's like under the shirt, you know, touching the boobies and other stuff like that.
With her, was feeling on her bubbies, her sweater puppets.
Puppets?
Puppets?
They're puppies.
They're puppies. They're not puppets.
My name is Lefty.
Hi, my name's Roddy. I'm down here. I hang lower. Hi, everybody. Anyways, that's what happened. And then I guess her daughter's friend walked in and like, what's going on? Like she saw something. So she doesn't know what to do. Should she tell her daughter? Should she not say anything? I say you just don't say a dang thing.
And I say it's a matter of time. They're 14-year-olds. That other little girl is going to tell either the whole school that so-and-so's mom was making out with their teacher, or she's going to tell the girl and she's going to be mortified, her daughter. So Mario said, someone give this lady my number, crying laughing. David said, honesty. She needs to sit down with her daughter for a serious one-on-one before she finds it out elsewhere. The details aren't necessary. Rebecca said at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, deny, 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 hashtag Team Joe. Alexander said she cannot let her daughter find out from the rest of the school. It will make her hate her more than just telling her. Taylor says maybe at least try and date him. Could backfire, but at least it might make people think it's
do
more legit
not,
than just a hookup.
Do not date
I think that's
him.
Even worse.
Because if it doesn't work out, your daughter for sure is going to get like treated differently
that's
in that
awkward.
Class and fail. Hey, Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what do you think about these two adults?
Honestly, they're two consenting adults. If they feel like they want to do something, they can do it. If she's worried about the best friend saying something, she should sit down with her daughter and the best friend and talk it out.
What does she say, though?
I would threaten the girl for sure. Like, hey, I know where you live.
Something I would do, but I don't think it's the best option.
Like, listen, do you like your little pretty hair? I'll cut it off in the middle of the night. That's what I would do.
Yeah, but, you know, her kid, though, is going to be so upset and embarrassed because she's going to be like, Mom, how could you do that? Now all the kids are going to find out.
Well, either way, it sounds like there's embarrassment. Hey, Haley, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Brooke on the Joe and Alex Show. Brooke, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I think that I would question the, you know, the professionalism of the teacher. I, as a mother, I don't think that I would put myself in that position to be making out with my kid's teacher.
Yeah.
And you would want your teacher to have some sort of level of professionalism. So I feel like it's kind of irresponsible on both parties.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as the teacher and the mother.
Brooke, we hear stories all the time about like teachers hooking up with students. I mean, it's not ideal, but I'd rather have this teacher hooking up with the parent than the student.
True. I mean, I agree with that, but I just think that, you know, again, you know, just that lack of professionalism. And I mean, if it comes out, I mean, definitely be honest about the situation, but I think that, you know, you should have taken a level of maturity to avoid, you know, that situation from even happening.
But
you know, you could have exchanged numbers and had that happen after the fact.
Brooke, maybe you missed part of the story, though, at the beginning. He's really hot.
I understand that. I understand that. But I guess, I mean, I guess that's a different, you know, different views. But I just think that, you know, it's kind of a lack of professionalism on the teacher's part.
I would be
to
too
kind of
scared.
Make that advance.
Yeah. I would be afraid to actually do that. Hey, Brooke, thanks for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. David's on the Joe and Alex Show. David, what do you think about Elizabeth here?
Well, yeah, you just, as a parent myself, you just have to kidnap the child and, like, pull a godfather on her, like, straight up.
What would you do? The situation happens to you. What is David the godfather doing?
Oh, we're kidnapping, and then we're gonna scare you and tell you if you speak about anything, we're gonna give you an offer you can't refuse.
So David's idea of this of the resolution is to kidnap this other 14-year-old girl and threaten her and tell her don't tell. I'll get you whatever you want, Justin Bieber tickets, whatever it takes. That's what you got to do, is what you're saying.
Like you gotta pull like a fist fight. Like I don't know if you guys have seen the movie. But he buys a kid, you know, a MacBook Pro to keep his silence.
I mean, I guess that's one way to do it.
Hopefully,
buy her silence.
Hopefully, like kids are cheaper this nowadays, Dave, and you can just buy the kid a fidget spinner or something.
I was just gonna say that.
Like, you got a fidget spinner? I've got your silence for life.
Jordan says, I would talk to the friend's parents because at that age, I would believe the kids go to the parents and tell them. Ooh, that's even worse.
No,
too.
They don't. Kids don't talk to their parents. And in eighth grade, ninth grade, you don't talk to your parents about anything.
It just depends. I mean, this girl could have been like, Mom, you won't believe what, you know, so-and-so's mom I saw doing. She was kissing the teacher. And then the gossip, though, between the parents and the PTA and all that crap, that's 10 times worse. Has anyone seen Big Little Lies or read the book? I mean, come on. It's 10 times worse with the parents having that drama than even between the kids. So she doesn't want to be known as that mom either.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Alyssa.
What do you think, Alyssa, about Ask Alex today with Elizabeth?
Okay, so I think she's a consenting adult, and I was always raised that, you know, parents' business is parents' business. She can tell her daughter, but I don't think she needs to, like, explain herself. She's a grown adult, and her daughter is going to be mad at her anyway. I mean, she's 14. Like, as long as that stuff doesn't get out around the school, I mean... Which is why I think she should definitely tell her daughter what's going on, but she should also let her know, like, that was my mistake, I realized where I went wrong, whatever. But it's her business. Like, her daughter's going to be mad at her whether she knew about this or not. She's 14.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joan Alex Show.
Lamika says he picked her up. This was not her fault. Okay. He didn't force her. I mean, yeah, he picked her up, but that doesn't mean, like, then all the behavior from that moment on was all his doing. I would disagree with that, Lamika.
And, yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, too, it's like she says that his hands were under the shirt. Like, where were her hands? We never got any information on where her hands might have been.
She was doing an over-the-pants.
A what?
Rank, rank.
Oh, a rank.
One of those.
I didn't hear you clearly.
One of those.
Joan Alex Show on Twitter. If you have any opinion or you want to let us know what you think Elizabeth should do, she's embarrassed. She got caught doing her thing with her daughter's eighth grade teacher. And I don't know. I feel like no matter what she does, the kids are going to say something. So you might as well just be up front with your daughter and be like, yeah, this is how it is. I still think like taking that kid and like, you know, trying to bribe him wouldn't be a bad idea either.
Here we go.